Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Tim Fox. This is a podcast called The Prophet Is In. Of course, the prophet is the Lord Jesus, the greatest prophet that ever was, is, and is to come, so to speak. 818-957, your phone number is live. 919-247, your phone number is live. Can I have a first name of the first number?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Tina?
Hello?
Hello, is this Tina? Or is this 919-247?
This is Ellery, Prophet.
Ellery, bless you. Tina, are you there? Can you hear me? 818-957. Hi, Ellery. Just hang on just a moment. We might have a little difficulty. Can you hear me, Tina? So I'm going to have her call back. Ellery, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you. I'm well.
Well, awesome. I appreciate your call this morning. what we have is Holy Spirit led me to something. Of course, my favorite paraphrase of the scripture that I started writing and, excuse me, reading is this. Your spirit effortlessly bears the rich harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, integrity, gentleness, and self-control. All these individually reveal the irresistible attraction of our inner life design. Amen, Ellery?
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Galatians 5:22. Now, here's another thing I like about the Mirror Bible. The translator who is now working on the book of Acts, that ought to be a hoot. I mean, just a joy. and by the way, I am about, Tina, are you there? Can you hear me? You don't hear anything. I'm seeing her on, I have no idea why she can't hear me. You can hear me, Ellery.
Yep. Hello, yep. Can you hear me?
Oh, yep. Tina, there you are. How are you? Yeah, I can hear you, Tina. Okay, Ellery, here's the point of what I was making here. Galatians. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? I can't hear
you. I can. Hello. Tina. Yeah, she's having some real problem. We all get this.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
So, praise God. Galatians 5:22, the Mirror Bible, they are not fading. Fragile emotions produced by willpower. So much of evangelicalism that I came out of is produced by...
I'll try maybe calling with Joe's phone.
Okay. So much of the evangelicalism that we've been taught, Ellery, that I've been taught, is distance and delay.
Mm-hmm.
When you kick that sacred cow over, okay, Ellery? I should turn on my. Once you kick that sacred cow in the head and let it fall. When it falls, your expectation of delay, your prayer, your walk, everything in your life, as it did in my life, Ellery, will start to make sense again.
Amen.
The whole point of no distance and delay is that when Jesus was speaking, I can. Hello. When Jesus, Tina, I can hear you. when he was speaking in the Synoptic Gospels, that the writers of the Synoptic Gospels had to travel with Paul to really understand that the gospel was not a Christian, was not a Christian or, excuse me, a Jewish revelation. It was for the whole world.
Amen.
So when we read something like your spirit effortless bears the rich harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, integrity, gentleness, and self-control, these are not something that you put on in your own self-effort. Because when you do it on your own, when you do it on your own, then what happens is that you are taking of your own willpower and applying it to your deliverance, and you and I, Ellery, were delivered 2,000 years ago as Jesus co-crucified in him, all of the Adamic race, all of Adam's mindset of I am not died in Jesus Christ, the eternal, it's hard to put words to all of this, but the eternal prophetic word that was spoken before his incarnation, and then after his ascension, which is our crucifixion, our burial, our resurrection, and our blessings because of his willingness. God became man to represent to man who Father is, and that Jesus said, I and my Father are one. When Jesus gave his body willingly, knowing exactly that he was diving into our separation mindset, that's when he said, Ellery, Psalm 22, my God, my God. That's the only way to comprehend, hello, 502-795. That's the only way to receive, if you will, and comprehend, if we can, the marvelous, amazing prophetic word encapsulized in flesh, fulfilling the law and the prophets at every turn, at every moment. Jesus fulfilled it all.
Amen.
Then Ellery in 502 and 813, I'm glad that you guys called. God bless you. The whole essence of the new covenant makes sense when Jesus was speaking to those who were using the law as their way to feel better about themselves. Follow me as I chase this rabbit a minute. When God provided skins for Adam and Eve. It was about helping Adam and Eve feel better about themselves, not that God needed them to be clothed. Do you follow that? They felt better. They felt better. Today, when you hear a mixture of gospel, well, you know, what is a mixture? You bring yourself, you confess, you memorize the scripture, all of the do's and the don'ts. We want you to smell like, look like, talk like, go to our fellowship, give a tithe, all of the do's and then the don'ts. It's amazing to me. What it does is that it clothes us. Whoa, this is a good word right here. It clothes anyone who tries, and I tried this for years, since I was 5 years old. It clothes you in a willpower that will escape you once that you're tired of doing.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And then when you come to this, your spirit effortlessly bears the rich harvest of love. Oh, my gosh.
Amen.
Effortless. See, Jesus said, if you're tired, if you're weary, if you are incredibly thirsty, he said this to one person after he had walked, 25, 50 miles in the heat of the day at a well, met one woman. Oh, here it comes. Come and drink of me. If you understood, you would. You would listen. You would drink. You would partake. I am that water that you're seeking. I am that fulfillment. You see? Oh, my Lord. Effortless. Rich harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, integrity. See, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. Oh, my Lord. Walk away. Walk off the Titanic, as I was sharing with folks on the Zoom Word Bible Study Group. Walk off the Titanic. You're the king of the world. See? Feel the wind of the Spirit around you as the Spirit lifts you off of religion and puts your feet on the water of, life. Wow.
Mm.
Your feet on the water of life. My Lord, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And by the way, gentleness and self-control. These are all these individually reveal the irresistible attraction of the inner life of our design. You're designed to effortlessly walk in integrity and joy and peace.
Amen.
Somebody Amen. Asked on Ellery, somebody asked, what do I do? My mind is blank. I just want to be with Jesus, but my mind gets blank. And a sister, you know, said, okay, this is do nothing. Just be with Jesus.
Yeah.
There's no formula here. You can't have a formula. Jesus wants no formula. I am. You are. Who? You have redeemed innocence within you. The kingdom of I am in you, says the Lord. Wow, said Jesus. Oh,
amen.
My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Ellery, do you have a testimony you want to share?
My testimony is that the person that we've been discussing and praying for, she's doing much better.
Come on.
Come on. Yes,
much
Jesus.
Better.
Come on. If that was too loud, forgive me. Come on.
No, that's fine.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
as a matter of fact,
Lord.
I'm going to see her next week, and continue to see God's hand at work. I'll leave it there. The other part, when it manifests, I will surely give you a call. But
we'll see.
God's amazing.
God is amazing, and he never misses it. I can miss it. I can miss the timing. I have, and he has such, they, Elohim has such a sense of humor. Why? Why would I say? Because I have received emails from years ago, prophetic words uttered. The funny thing is that I was speaking about this inclusiveness of Jesus long before I found the mirror word. Okay. Long. Hello. Hi. How are you? Long before I found the mirror word, I was speaking about this. And I just have an amazement of how Holy Spirit reveals without time. It's not according to hour.
Amen.
If you will. It's not according to our timing. Their essence of timeless who? Am I recording this? I am. Of timeless, boundless love. That's why this is entitled Agape. Love is God's only agenda. The only agenda with this precious, precious relative of yours is love. All of it.
Amen.
Only love. Woo!
Amen.
Only love, my friend. Only love, my
Amen.
Brother. Only love. And as you walk as you walk into this room, you've heard that worship song, right? When you walk into
yes.
the room, no, he is walking in you into the room. Where he
Amen.
Is, where you are, is where he is in that day. Come on, here it comes. See, where, help me, Jesus, in that day, What day? This day. Today's your day. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father.
And the
I
Father is in me.
Am also in you. And you, ooh, here it comes, you are in me.
Amen.
Nothing, as Paul said, can separate us from his love.
Come on.
Come on. So it's all good. It's all good.
Amen.
The timing that you and I think we're dependent upon, actually, no. Let's effortlessly believe, just be in the goodness, love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, integrity, gentleness, self-control. All of these are effortlessly revealed in you, my brother.
Yes,
Lord. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. And is the most attractive gushers of the waters of the living Christ within you in his kingdom manifesting in you, my brother? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We worship you. We worship in you. See, this, when you're, okay, you're stirring up, my brother, stirring up the joy within you, stirring up his eternal word within you, the ceaseless eternal, oh, God, thank you, Lord, eternity of love effortlessly flowing through the hands of my brother Ellery. Through his eyes, through his hands, through his feet. Oh, my God. You talk about the armor of God. There is no, it's always on you. Because when you look in that mirror, here comes a mirror word, right? You're face to face with him.
Woo. Amen. Hallelujah.
You see Jesus. Jesus sees you in him eternally. Oh,
my God.
This event in this precious person's life is but a moment.
Amen.
And who is the Lord of every moment? Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
So I say deliverance will happen. It's already planned.
Amen.
I state
Amen.
The goodness of God will be realized, will be manifest even before, even now.
Hallelujah.
And was at the beginning of this event.
Amen. Already done. Hallelujah.
The faith that he has deposited in Ellery is amazing to me. His faith working in you.
Amen.
There it is. You speak to that mountain. You speak to mountains, and they level. Whoa, the king walks in you. Talks
Hallelujah.
Through you. Works through your hands. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Brother, I'm going to take a couple more calls. You keep listening. There is a 502-795. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Angela.
Bless you, Angela. Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope that wasn't too loud. Angela, the things that you have looked at are not fading in any way, but they are eternal. Because as Angela feels the tug of the Spirit, that is the eternal word within you, as you are eternally innocent. Think back as Angela with innocence abounding. That's where you are in Jesus. That's where Angela, your spirit effortlessly bears the rich harvest. Oh, my Lord, you've been in a vineyard with huge grapes. You bring in a basket, you know, like a woven basket, if you will, that is made of, that is like a wicker basket. And the grapes you're picking in the kingdom within you are so large, you can only carry two or three. Enough for today, Angela. See, because and when you take oh, my Lord. See, these are fermented. Don't talk to, yes. They're designed to get you drunk on love in him. Drunk on his love. Effortlessly. In integrity. In gentleness. That word gentleness describes you to a T. Yep. Your middle name could be Angela Gentle. Gently walks. Gently talks. Gently works. Whew. Oh, my Lord, I just saw a picture of Jesus in the lily field, and he picks one up and says, "This is my Angela." Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You look just like him. Gently walking through this world. Gently talking with friends. Gently, Angela, speaking to those who you have been praying for.
Yeah.
Because you realize, you know, I don't know how. This feels like a word of knowledge to me. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. This is what you have been saying. I don't know how, Holy Spirit, you've been working in this person's life, but I praise you for the light that I see within them and the words that are coming. And more than light, more than words, actions. Just like Jesus. See, his action for you and I on the cross willingly put his hand out. Go ahead, drive the nail. Drive. Drive the iron that I created in order to create sons of God. Are you there yet? Wow. Oh, my Lord. So when you pick up these grapes and you start the bite, you know, you start to savor the essence, if you will, of like the, you know, like the two spies in the Old Testament, right? They picked up grapes and on their way back, they were fermenting and they were getting drunk every time that they wanted a taste of the new wine from the promise. Every time you take a bite out of these huge grapes, you're getting drunk because you're understanding the promises for me. And it was never, ever. It can never, his promises, his revealed prophetic words can never, ever be taken from Angela.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have something you want to share real quick?
I do not. I'm just thankful to be breathing and seeing another day and have a job. The little things.
That amount to much.
Yes.
All these individually, goodness, kindness, integrity, gentleness, self-control, all of these reveal the irresistible attraction of Angela's inner life design.
Amen.
Entwine your mind in these things of blessings, and you walk and not grow weary. You will run and not faint, and fly like the eagle. Whenever turbulent winds are around you, the Spirit of God entwines your mind. You get that? This is something effortless. Isaiah 40, you say, those who wait? No, the word is actually entwine. Effortlessly. Greater. This is the inner life that is yours by his design, his faith placed in you before you were born, and then that, whoo, dear God. Thank you, Lord. I love this. I absolutely, that faith is wrapped in flesh. And born with a name. Angela. Whew. Come on. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He picked a lily and smelled the perfume and said, this typifies my Angela. Others may see this lily as being wild in a field, not tended, but I tend every lily, everyone. I tend them all. We live and have our movement and our being in Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. You want more? Yeah. You more words like that? I tell you, I was reading the Mirror Bible. This was Mirror Bible, Galatians 5:22. Here's the author's note. Love this. They are not fading. Fragile emotions produced by willpower. This is the fruit of what you know in your spirit to be true about you. You know, I'm in awe. Revelation by the minute. You read is a revelation. Fruit is the effortless, spontaneous expression of the character of the I am tree. I am. That's tree of life. Rest in the awareness and assurance of who you really are. Come on. Everything good. It's all good.
Yes.
Bless you, Angela. Thank you for calling in, and I'm going to send this word to you. Okay. We have one caller, 502-777. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Bless you.
Hi.
I've been saying that a lot today because I really believe it, Sherry. People are blessed. I don't know if you heard the first caller.
No, I came in late later.
Okay. Ellery shared a testimony. Why?
Okay.
Because when we share a testimony about concerning the goodness of God within us, it tied in completely with the theme of this call-in, of this podcast, which is agape is God's only agenda, love. Galatians 5:22 in the Mirror Bible, paraphrase, your spirit effortlessly, Sherry, bears the rich harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, integrity. I would state all of these are important to Sherry. Gentleness and self-control. All of these individually reveal the irresistible attraction of Sherry, of your inner life design. How does that make you feel?
I guess good.
See, it's already in you. There's no distance and delay, Sherry. There never has been. Only religion, only the do-it-yourself guys or people on a sinking Titanic, picture that with me, of do's and don'ts. You do this, you tithe, you attend, you get involved, and, you know, the whole thing that you hear just about at every Sunday morning, it's all about the doing, or let's put this Band-Aid. Some of you, you know, the word is are depressed today or have experienced loss. Here's the point. When you read in this paraphrase, it says all of these things, your joy, your peace, your patience, kindness, goodness, integrity, gentleness and self, all of these are revealed irresistibly. Individually reveal the irresistible attraction of the inner life of your design, our design. Just believe it. You don't need deliverance. See? The only deliverance that we need is from those who want to proclaim a do-it-yourself. Jesus gave, Sherry, your faith before you were born. And as I said this to Angela, that faith is your gift, is your inner life. The kingdom of God is within you. It's not some distant thing, you know, oh, when the temple is built and a white heifer or a white, whatever, okay, sacrifices are made and blah, blah, blah. Never happened. It will never happen. It was never designed to. And 70 AD says the temple was destroyed. A earthen manifestation of the law destroyed completely. It will never be built again because we walk in a kingdom, the kingdom of God. Everyone, as I put on the webpage, deserves to hear the voice of their Father. A prophetic, encouraging word, because we're all created in God's image. Elohim's image, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God's prophetic word that was revealed throughout the Old Testament pointed to the encapsulation or the incarnation of Jesus in flesh on. Your prophetic word is encapsulized in, Sherry, the faith that Father created through Jesus of a new creation, walking, talking, breathing, and living on this earth. To be living where you live, to work where you work, and to have relationships with those who you choose as you listen to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, when our eyes are focused on the kingdom, it means your eyes are not focused on just the daily circumstance, which can be annoyances and problems and difficulties and so forth, name it all, right, Sherry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The peace of God that passes all understanding is in your heart. As you are just living, just being, Sherry, you have to be anything else. See, I really believe that Jesus elevated every woman. He so inclusively and so determined in his relationships with his mother and with those who traveled in this caravan, you know, of 12 men and women that took care of needs. See?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just servants. He never spoke down. He walked 50 miles in the heat of the day. Can't imagine that. Over there in, you know, went outside the borders of Israel and went to the woman at the well, knowing that the appointment and the destiny of the Father and through the Spirit of God was walking, talking on the earth, that they created my Lord. And when they arrived at this well, you know, they're parched, they're hungry, you know, the whole caravan, they got to eat something. He sends the disciples, his learners away. And what happens? Here she comes. Now, when she understood that when she got past the political, religious events of the day and the culture, that means something to you and I. Get past it all and look at love incarnate. She, once she got it, once he said, gave her a word of knowledge in love, not to in any way take away from her life or embarrass her. No, just a word of knowledge to say, okay, I know this is happening in your life. I know, you know, the culture you live in, your daily existence and relationships. That was what she needed to hear in order to listen to the rest of what he was saying. I am he. That word in this particular story, she left her bucket behind. See, that word left means in the writer of this story of what happened when she left it, she had a metanoma. In other words, her mind was changed from one mindset to another, and she was ignited in love through Jesus, through this person. See, that metanoia helps us leave behind the political, religious, the usurping of our culture and religion today, and just focus on Jesus. And then she was about the kingdom of God, because she took off to the whole, to the community, to friends that she knew, come and talk to this man. Come. At her word. Oh, my Lord. Sherry, when you are in the marketplace, when you are amongst relatives, you share in the newness of a mind that's been changed. You don't repent for nothing. See, repentance is not metanoia. That's a made-up word. Metanoia means a changed mind. When you share that changed mind, you're actually sharing the love that Jesus has placed in you, and that is inviting to everyone you speak to. Effortlessly, you invite them to the harvest of love that you have experienced. Amen?
Amen.
You want to share something?
Well, my stuff is, like, it's small, but I agree with Angela, like, it's, like, the little things right now. So, like, my package was missing that I had ordered something from. And
mm-hmm.
So I wrote the people telling them my package was missing, and then I went to my neighbors, and they said they didn't get anything. And I woke up this morning and hoped that maybe someone, if they got it, they would bring it back, and they didn't. But I happened to catch the mailman when she was late today. He's always here at least 8 in the morning. So I'm right there, and I told him, I was like, look, my box is missing. And then he said, well, I think there's a house that has the same address as close to yours. So he went and got it. And I just got all my my packages. He put it at the wrong house. So
come on.
Even though that's small, that's still something because that was money I spent, and I was freaking out, writing to people that someone stole my package. And
mm-hmm.
me ended up being late today, which all worked out because I didn't get it like I normally do, like as early as I do. And I caught him. And he was like, I'm glad you caught me because it was at some other person's house. And they were out of town, so they just didn't get it yet. It was just still on their porch. So even though it's small, it's still something, and that's important to me. So that's my little, I guess, testimony for today. It happened while you were talking to Angela. He came by.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
See, the Jesus cares. We have our life, we live, and we have our being, we have our movement in the love of Jesus. Period.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about small things, right?
Yeah.
Jesus made a point in the Gospels, I'm not much of a reference guy, but I remember the gist of the conversation. He was talking with someone about small things. And I think the reference of what this person, or the essence of what this person was sharing with Jesus was, my life is small. And then Jesus points out, do you see the bird? Do you see the sparrow? I love birds anyway. I feed
mm-hmm.
birds out in front of our house.
Okay.
My wife built a wonderful front yard, so to speak, rocks and a bird bath and little places where I can place, you know, seed and
mm-hmm.
mix for birds and 2 ground squirrels come up and fill their cheeks and sit and look pretty. And, you know, it's amazing. He
yes.
said, see that sparrow? You're worth more than the sparrow to our Father, to my Father.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right.
Mm-hmm. My Father cares for the sparrow, and you're worth more than the sparrow. Why are we worth more than the sparrow? Because, Sherry, you're created in their image.
Yes.
The breathing, every time you breathe, Jesus breathes in you. The mirror. You look in the mirror. Say, well, you know, I got to improve what I see. See, the improvement comes from within of your inner life design that will never leave you, never forsake you. You know, it's effortless of having gentleness and self-control and kindness and patience and joy and peace, effortless. See.
Mm-hmm.
So you desired to find these things. Holy Spirit was working. When you feel the tug, when you know something you didn't know, when you see all of these little, we'll say, God moments or spirit moments, we call them different things. But it's the kingdom of God working within you. He's the king.
Yeah.
We're not. We don't worship ourselves, or get this, like prophecy today is about sideline business. What's sideline business? Oh, I lost my keys. Can you tell me where my keys are? That's Holy Spirit. See, Holy Spirit is in you. Kingdom of God is in you. Well,
yeah.
Prophet, should I move to this city? I don't know how many times, Sherry, I have asked people, go ahead, take a trip. You want to find out? Holy Spirit's in you. Kingdom of God's in you. You're a king and a priest. More than that, you're a son.
Right.
See.
Mm-hmm.
Father led his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, on a day walk, 50 miles. Dear Lord, I have never walked 50 miles in my entire life at one sitting. How tired. You know, dressed the way they dressed, without provisions. I guess they didn't have any, you know, wine. Well, you didn't drink water back then so much. You drank wine because wine was fermented. It was created to ferment, and they would carry it in, you know, different types of carrying vessels, one of them being, you know, a part of a cow or a goat, whatever, and pour the liquid into this receptacle, wine skin. See? So, Father knew. Holy Spirit knew. You're going to meet the right person. You've already tested. You're going to meet the right person at the right time, and it's all in love, so that you can enjoy peace and righteousness and gentleness and integrity and self-control. That's your design, along with innocence. Innocence, complete. Restored mind of innocence. You know, you look at a child. Child's just focused on playing and enjoying the moment. That's exactly what Jesus said the kingdom of God consists of. Look at these children. See. Come on. Well, if I don't know about the news, or what about this and what about that? See, your portion, your mindset is to hear the voice of the Spirit, and as wisdom is elevated, or is, if you will, you take a seat back, you take a step back and listen and rest. The doing comes natural. The going is already done. It's simple. It's not complicated. Living effortlessly. Sounds like a book. Sounds like a book. Okay. So Francois, the translator of the Mirror Bible, paraphrase. Mm-hmm. It says of this, they are not fading. What? Goodness, joy, peace, integrity. They are not fading. They are fragile emotions produced by willpower. So step away from willpower. Oh, I must be at peace. You know, it's ridiculous. But this is the fruit of what you know in your spirit to be true about you. Every time I read some of what Francois makes a note in after a scripture, he's got a revelation in it. Can't help it. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. See, it's not about doing, it's about being. Fruit is the effortless, spontaneous expression of the character of the I am tree. Rest in the awareness and assurance of who you really are. Amen. Rest. Hebrews 3 and 4. Wow. I noticed a couple of minutes ago, my apologies, Sherry, I didn't record a section of what was said for you. I will send you the link, though. And the link you can always download. Make sure if you receive an email from me, as you have, as well as a text. I sent out text today from a new phone that I'm using only for texting. Podcast is on, you know. That's, you know, you can rest assured it's not anything else. But if this has been attractive in any way, shape, or form, get on Facebook. Go to Mirror Word Study Bible Group or Mirror Study Bible Group on Facebook. Say, I'd like to join. And then you can read a little of Francois' posting. And he does this 2-3 times a day. And then see, pray about joining the Zoom group. And the chapter at a time, several verses. It's a coin. It's a fellowship on Zoom. We're in Luke chapter 11, I believe this week or 12, 11 or 12. And it's such a blessing to hear the metanoia, the breakthrough of others, brothers and sisters that are on the same journey. It's beautiful. Absolutely stunning at times. From all over. All kinds. Doesn't cost you a thing except the mirror Bible. So God bless you, Sherry. I hope to see you on there sometime. Just like I urged Angela and urged Ellery to do the same. You will be glad. You will be joyful. You will just enjoy. You enjoy the prophet is in. This has strategically, by the Spirit's moving and reading the mirror paraphrase Bible, has been changed into less of a 911, oh God, what do I do, to the set your mind on Jesus, in because you're a son of God, because you're seated in him. I am in the Father, Jesus said. I am in you. That's this day, and you are in me. There's no 911s in the kingdom. See? Because you just rest in the inner life of your design, and then a prophetic anointing comes along and calling encouragement. We all need encouraging. Why? Because we need to have the inner life of our design. We need to be reminded top of mind is what I call it. Remind us. I was speaking to myself. Say, reminding me of this incredible revelations of the goodness of Elohim in our life. God bless you. Thank you for calling in today.